Yeah. I won't do that tonight.
今天呢，我就不做了。
But does anybody remember?
大家还记得吗?
What was the point that I made about questions?
上一次我就是说要提问题应该怎么提来着?
Something that the question should be.
那个提的那个问题应该什么样呢?
Make a chuckle nose, but does anybody else?
大家记得不记得? 就是他当时说要提问题的话，一定要怎么样呢? 提什么样的问题? 还记得?
Anybody remember?
Relevant?
Relevant, yes. Very good. Relevant. What does relevant mean?
那这个相关的、有关的问题是什么?
Can anybody expand on what does relevant mean in relationship to the topic we're talking about tonight?
就是我们想想看，反正今天晚上，如果我们要提这种有关的这个问题，相关的问题，我们能不能想一想那个范围应该是什么？应该问些什么？ From yesterday?
No, from tonight. What, can anybody tell me what does relevant mean?
In relationship
to our questions and answers tonight.
就是说这个有关的相关的问题，我们今天要提的应该是什么样的问题呢？
Anyway, this is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Munayak sarapishto ham bhava bhe loka mangalam. Yeah, I forgot the second part. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you.
就是在圣典伯达瓦塔里有一节诗说，圣人呐，我有一个问题要问。
This is Sutta Goswami speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya.
就是这个是 Sutta Goswami 在跟 Naimisharanya 森林里头的圣人们在说话。
The questions are relevant because they relate to the welfare of everyone.
他说你们的问题提的就是非常有意义哈，因为他们是跟就是大众的利益有关系的。
Because they're connected to Krishna.
因为这样的一个话题是跟 Krishna 有关的。
Only questions of this sort can satisfy the soul.
只有这样的问题才能够让自我感到满足。
Sutta Goswami said this to the sages of Naimisharanya before he began answering their questions.
所以呢，这个苏特狗苏阿米他是在南米舍安森林里头的跟圣人们在讲话，在回答南米舍安森林的圣人们提出的问题之前，他说的。
He said your questions are glorious.
说你们的这个提出来的问题都是很光荣的。
Because they relate to Lord Krishna.
因为他们都跟至尊主 Krishna 有关。
So it has to be something that's connected to Krishna.
所以呢，所有的这些个问题都应该跟 Krishna 有关的。
This is of course what we spoke about last night also.
啊，所以呢，这个主题我们昨天晚上也在谈，对吧？跟 Krishna 有关的话。
If it's connected to Krishna, then our consciousness can be elevated.
嗯，如果我们问的问题都是跟 Krishna 有关的话，那么我们的意识在问与答之中就会提高了。
And if it's questions about how can I become connected?
但是如果就是提的问题都是跟自己有关的。
Those are relevant questions.
那就是是相关的问题。
就 What the number is?自己跟脸上。
Side again.
What am I listening?
Side again.
It's already.
Yeah, logic is not the. Your last sentence. You said we have to ask.
Yes. How can I be connected to Krishna?
Oh, okay. 所以呢，我们要问的问题应该是，我怎么能够跟 Krishna 能够有关系
？It's not just simply some.Quick fix.
而不是总是问一些个就是很快的把一个什么问题给它解决了。
How to connect our activities to Krishna?
应该是如何把我们的活动跟 Krishna 连接起来。
Connect our mind to Krishna.
把我们的心跟 Krishna 接起来。
Just like the verses, oftentimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they explain that one has to be connected with one's body.One's mind and one's words.
所以就像这个圣典布达瓦那里就说了，人应该把自己的这个身体、内心啊，还有就是第三个忘了活动是吧？跟 Krishna 连接起来 ，activity, body, mind,
and
words, 语言，
mind.
就是身口意。
And Prabhupada always used to give the simple analogy.
帕的总是呢，就是举这么一个简单的一个比喻吧。
What is the value of the hand that's not connected to the body?
如果这手跟身体没关系的话，那么还有什么意义呢
？It has no value.
这个手就没有使用价值了。
So we are all connected to Krishna.
所以我们都跟 Krishna 有关。
But, although we cannot be separate from Krishna at any time.
尽管我们在任何时候都不能够跟 Krishna 分开。
In consciousness, we can think ourselves to be separate.
但是我们在我们的意识层面上，我们可以去想跟自己跟 Krishna 是没关的。
That's also one word.
这个也是。
One, well, relevant.
这个也是相关的话语。
My.
心。
So, questions.
所以现在提问题吧。
What are the questions that you...
都是什么问题呀？
So, question number one from Praneshwari David Desmond. She says, Dear merciful protector of my humble obeisances, thank you for taking care of the Taiwan devotees.In the process of practicing devotional service, we collectively chant Hare Krishna, chant Japa, do service, develop humility and gratitude. But often, we can see all the devotees who don't necessarily follow their teachings of their spiritual master.Is this a particularity of the material world? Even though they're practicing spiritual life, does the mind go through the process of growing, maintaining for a while, becoming old? How to remind ourselves?As we approach, we're getting closer and closer to death, how to always remind ourselves of the original intention of being a servant?
我 我念一下这中文哈。亲爱的马哈尔，请仁慈地接受我的顶拜，感谢你对台湾奉献者的照顾。奉爱服务的练习中，我们总是集体的吟唱、念书、服务，培养自己谦卑与感恩的品质，但往往会看到资深的奉献者不跟随灵性导师的训示调整自己，这是不是物质世界的特点？虽然是灵性练习，心念也会经历成长、稳定、衰退期呢？如何警惕自己在越来越接近死亡的终点前，保持初心，做好仆人的角色呢？
I want to make sure I understood the question. The question is as we're getting close, older, closer to death, we have a tendency to, we see others or we see ourselves?
Her question is, other seniors, then later on they not follow their spiritual master's instruction. So,She wants to make sure this happened to her.就是不是所有的人的那个心念都经历成长稳定，然后接下来是衰退期，也就是一开始有一个热情，然后接下来稳定一段时间，接下来就不好好练习了。然后马哈拉就说：“这是不是你的心呢？是这个样子。”
So the Prabhupada always used to emphasize that the path of spiritual life is like a razor's edge.
这个圣帕帕德总是强调说，灵修之徒就像走在刀刃上那个意思。
If we're not careful, we can slip and fall in any moment.
那么如果我们不是小心翼翼、如履薄冰的那么走的话，我们随时随地就会摔倒，或者说是弄伤自己。
The illusory energy is very powerful.
因为错觉能量极其强大。
And it's more, much more powerful than.We can never be.
那个错觉能量强大到其实我们是没法想象。
And the illusory energy works, as Krishna says, according to his direction.
而就像 Krishna 说的，其实错觉能量是根据他的指示在行事。
Maya dakshina prakriti sugate sacharachara. This illusory energy, this Maya works according to my direction.
所以这个 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里就说了。错觉能量是根据我的指示在做事情，是我的能量。它有两个功能。
One is to throw the living entity down into a state of forgetfulness.
一个是就把这个生物体把它给扔到物质的深渊里头，让他们忘完全忘，因为遗忘而进入深渊。
And the other is to keep the living entity down.
然后呢，另外一个功能就是始终让这个生物体没办法往上走，始终保持在那种堕落的状态下。这是他做的两件事。
That is her service.
这个是他的服务。
Her service is to facilitate the desires of the independent living entities.
他的服务就是他协助那些。想要独立自己的 那种生物体满足他们的心愿。
Those who have chosen to forget Krishna.
那些个选择要把 Krishna 给忘掉的人。
But as soon as one begins Krishna consciousness.
但是当人一旦开始培养 Krishna 意识。
We oftentimes quote the verses from Narada Muni from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们经常会引述这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里面记载的 Narada Muni 讲的话。
Narada Muni instructed Śrīla Vyāsadeva, his disciple.
Narada Muni 那个时候在教导他的学生 Vyāsadeva.
And he explained to him the important reason why he should extract the essence of the teachings of the Vedanta.
他当时就教导他说，为什么他要把这个韦丹塔的那个教导里面的精华的部分要提炼出来。
And to glorify the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna.
也就是说，那精华是什么？就是要赞美荣耀至尊那个守神 Krishna, 圣 Krishna.
That was Srimad Bhagavatam. His commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
所以呢？我们现在在学习的圣典博伽瓦坛实际上就是 Vyasadev 对 Vedanta Sutra 的一个自然的评论。
And he said because the Vedas are very voluminous. Vedas.
因为他说韦达经是非常浩瀚卷纸浩繁的。
You have given so many opportunities to the people in this age of Kali Yuga.
他说你透过撰写这些个韦达经，你让在喀利年代的人们好像有那么多那么多的机会似的。
To accept some sub-religious principle as dharma.
就他们那个机会是什么呢？把一些个宗教原则当作是那个法。
那些次要。
把次要的宗教原则当成是主要的那个法。
Because people in this age are...quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky.
由于在这个喀利年代里头，人们是那么的容易争吵，然后不幸，就是非常的灵性上非常的懒惰。
They have short lives.
他们的寿命那么的短。
They have short memories.
他们的记忆那么的短。
They're always disturbed.
所以他们内心呢总是受到打扰。
And they will not be able to understand what is the proper path of religion.
这些人是在这种状态下，他们没有能力了解什么是正确的宗教之途。
You've given too many options to them.
而你呢，在透过撰写韦达经，给了他们那么多那么多的，好像选择。
In the name of Dharma.
而你用的是宗教法，以这个宗教名义给他们那么多的选择。
Therefore, for the benefit of the people in this age of Kali.
因此为了在这个利益喀利年代里面的人们
You have to give them the essence of all of these teachings.
你应该把所有这些个教导的精华提炼出来给他们
And simply glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna.
也就是你只要赞美荣耀至尊人格守神圣 Krishna 就行了
And if anyone is fortunate,
那么任何一个幸运的人
to awaken to some attraction to hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam
能够任何一个幸运的人他开始他有兴趣聆听圣典博伽瓦坛的这个兴趣被唤醒的话
then their spiritual life can begin
那他们的灵性生活就开始了
and he toldNarada Muni told Vyasadeva.
那么 Narada Muni 就告诉 Vyasadeva 说
Even if a person forsakes his material occupation to engage in the devotional service of the Lord.
哪怕是就是人们是好像是把这个他的物质的那些个职业放到一边，然后就去为至尊人格守神 Krishna 服务的话
He may fall down in an immature stage
这种人他可能先放了物质的职责就是专注的做服务然后做服务的过程当中某一个阶段他堕落了
But there's never any danger of him being unsuccessful
但是这样的人从来都不会说他最后就有那种不成功的危险了没有
On the other hand, a non-devotee, even if he perfectly engages his occupational activities
但是呢另外一方面这些个非奉献者哪怕他是完美的履行了自己的各种各样的职责
he really doesn't gain anything
这种人最后也什么都得不到
And he says that, my dear Vyas
他说我亲爱的 Vyas
even though a devotee of Lord Krishna may sometimesEven fall from his position somehow or other.
他说哪怕是作为 Krishna 至尊人的奉献者，有的时候在他的前进的途中有那么一个阶段摔倒了，堕落了。
He certainly will never become an ordinary fruit of worker again.
这种人 也永远都不会再成为普通的功利性活动者。
Because anyone who has once tasted the lotus feet of Krishna,
因为这种人只要有一次，哪怕他品尝到了至尊人格守神的那个莲花足的甜美，
will never be able to forget that ecstasy.
他永远都不会忘记他曾经感受到的那种快乐。
These were Narada Muni's instructions to convince Vyasadeva.The importance of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个就是这个Narada Muni他在就是让 Vyasadeva 要坚信这个撰写薄伽梵往事书圣典薄伽瓦坛是非常重要的。
And the very second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam states that this Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out all forms of cheating religious principles.
在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的开篇的第二节诗里就说了，圣典薄伽瓦坛里面的这些个神圣的信息剔除了所有所谓的宗教的那些个伪宗教东西。
So you speak about devotees who heard the instructions and then maybe they didn't.Later, they may not be so strictly following those instructions.
所以呢，你就说啊，比方说有一些奉献者，他一开始他很认真的练习，后来他是不是那么严格的遵守一些个给他的教导？
But for anyone who is really hurt,
但是 hurt,
really hurt,
但是对那些个真正的聆听到了那个信息的人
，then can never be any loss.
永远他都不会损失什么。
To really hear,
他说的是真正的听进去了那个信息。
Not to interpret,
而不是说听完了以后自己曲解一下解释的。
This is the biggest mistake.
这个是一个特别大的一个错误。
We have to hear the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们必须要聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的纯粹的信息。
Because as is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam,
这就像在圣典薄伽瓦坛里解释
that what is that verse? What is the value of prolonged life wasted by inexperienced years in this world? What is the value of prolonged life wasted inexperienced in this world?
就是说有这种长寿又怎么样呢？然后体验的都是这个世俗世界里头的一切，长寿又有什么意义？
Better one moment of full consciousness.
最好是哪怕有一刻是完全的那种纯净的意识。
Because that one moment of full consciousness will enable one to continue his search after the absolute truth.
一个人哪怕在他的一生当中有那么一个片刻，他有了那么一个纯净的意识，这个纯净的意识就会帮助他能够在今后的生命里头去继续的探寻真理。
If we get that one moment of full consciousness,
如果我们能够有那么一刻的那种纯净的意识，
that one moment of full consciousness should give us the realization of who I am.
那个片刻的那个纯净的意识，那个完整的意识，就会让我们真正的觉悟到究竟我是谁。
It's not that just I have nothing to do with this material world.
这并不是说完了以后我们就好像跟这个物质世界里一点什么关系都没了。
That's not full consciousness.
这个不叫做完整的全面的意识。
It's not that I'm just not this body.
不是光是说我不是这个身体就可以了。
That is not full consciousness.
这个我不是这个身体也不是一个完整的意识状态。
That full consciousness means that I am a servant.
完整的意识状态是什么？就是清楚地知道我是至尊人 Krishna 的仆人。
Anyone who has any time been able to awaken that consciousness.
任何一个人在任何的时候，如果他的这种纯净的意识被唤醒了。
By the mercy of the association of devotees.
那么是通过什么唤醒呢？是通过跟这个奉献者的联谊得到的仁慈。
It may not even be one's initiating spiritual master.
那这个奉献者，也许他不是一个就是给启迪的那个奉献者。
In fact, I was just studying in Mayapur. I was studying Brihad Bhagavatamrita 怀西的圣纳腾果斯瓦米。
就是我呢，在这个马尔普的时候，我就读了圣纳腾果斯瓦米写的《Brihad Mridanga》那本经典。
Brihad Bhagavatam。
哦 ，sorry， Brihad Bhagavatam Rita。
It tells a story. I was too much to tell the whole story.
啊，当然了，这个故事就是太长了啊。
But it's a story about Gopa Kumar.
但是呢，这个故事这个历史记载的就是 Gopa Kumar,
who actually was by good fortune he was able to receive Gopal Mantra from his spiritual master.
嗯，那他呢就是。很幸运的从他的灵性导师那儿得到了叫 Gopa Mantra.
And by chanting that mantra, but his spiritual master gave him no other instructions.
而他的灵性导师什么都没给他，只给了这么一个 mantra.
Just gave him the mantra, and then he fell into a swoon and disappeared.
就是他的老师给了他这个 mantra 以后，然后就消失了，凭空消失了。
Then Gopa Kumar was telling his own disciple, Mathura Brahman, how he began chanting that mantra.
So 后来 Gopa Kumar 就告诉他自己后来的学生 Mathura,
Mathura Brahman,
Mathura 的那个 Brahman, Brahman 就说告诉他说自己怎么样得到了这个 mantra 以后就开始念了。
And it awakened within him a desire, that moment's association, a desire.To associate with Krishna.
他透过吟诵吟唱这个 mantra 就唤醒了，就有那么一个片刻唤醒了他内心的愿望。什么愿望呢？就是想要跟 Krishna 在一起。
In his attempt to search out Krishna.
所以呢，他就努力的想要找到 Krishna.
He came to many different places.
他为了找到他，走了很多很多的地方。
He met an elevated Brahmin.
他呢在寻找的过程当中，就是遇到了很进步的这个婆罗门 Brahmana.
Then he met the king.
他也见到了君王。
Saw a deity of the Lord.
然后看到了至尊主的神像。
And then after that, then he went to the heavenly planets.The planet of Indra.
然后呢，在地球上找完了以后，他又到了天堂星球，去了天帝 Indra 的王国。
He went to Svargaloka.
然后他又去了 Svarga 星球。
Then he went to Mahaloka.
然后又去了马哈星球 Loka.
Tapaloka.
Tapaloka.
Brahmaloka, Satyaloka.
然后也去了那个 Brahma.Loka, 还有 Satya Loka, 就是圣人们居住的，还有最高的 Brahma Loka.
And then after the Satya Loka, some persons came, and in these different places, other persons came and instructed him along his path.
那当他就是去了那边的时候，整个那路上就有人来，然后给了他一些个指示指导。
Narada Muni came and instructed him.
在这个过程当中 ，Narada Muni 来。
And when he was in Satyaloka, even the personified Vedas actually descended and came and instructed him.
他到了 Satya Loka 的时候，那个韦达经的人物他不是光是一本书了，在灵性世界是人物，甚至降临到他面前给他教导。
The point is that he received so many instructions to take him along the path which was initially awakened within his heart.
想要说的就是说，他透过唱那个 mantra， 然后唤醒了心中的那个愿望，然后就在他不断的寻找的过程当中，有那么多的圣洁的人物都来给他指导。
By the association of the person who gave him the mantra。
他透过他整个的所有的这些经历，一开始就是他跟那个给他 mantra 的人。做了这个联谊交往。
So in the same way, if we, by good fortune, have had that moment of association of realizing I am a servant of Krishna.
所以同样的道理，如果我们能够透过跟奉献者的联谊，终于意识到说我实际上是 Krishna 的仆人的话，
Even if one slips and falls,
哪怕他后来又跌倒了，
Krishna says, Nehavukama nashashi pachuvaya navijate, in this endeavor there's no loss of diminution.
那 Krishna 说没有关系的，他在他的这个路上他没有任何的损失。
A little advancement in this path to protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
在博迦梵歌里他就说了，在这条路上哪怕前进一点点也能使人免于最可怕的危险。
So we may see others, they may appear to not strictly following.
所以呢在我们走在这条路上的过程当中，我们也许看到其他人没有那么严格的遵守那个教导在练。
Are we strictly following?
但是我们是那么严格的教遵守了吗？
We have to ask ourselves that question.
我们必须也先要问问自己这个问题，我们有严格的遵守教导了吗？
And to expand on this point.
为了扩展谈这个要点。
I will read something.
我就会读点什么。
I have a tendency, I spend a lot of time answering one question.
我的这个特点就是我总是就是花很长时间回答一个问题。
And we may not get to all the questions tonight.
所以今天晚上也许我们没办法回答所有的问题。
In fact, we may only get to this question.
也许我们只回答这么一个问题。
Let's see.
让我们来看一看。
But I've come now.To this point, are we strictly following?
所以我刚才就谈到说了，当我们说人家没有严格遵守的时候，我们自己有没有严格的遵守啊？
And it's been very nicely described by Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master.
那有关这一点，圣帕布哈德的灵性导师有一段非常非常好的话。
Did I ever read this about anger in devotional service?
No.
What? Does it? You okay? What happened? She fell? But I saw expression on her face.
刚才摔倒了是吗？疼不疼啊？没关系啊，那赶快坐下来吧。
云秀，
云秀，
刚来是吗？嗯。I'm not gonna.But you're just trying to extract the essence. Anger towards those enemies.
Wait, which part?
The yellow part.
Yellow part, okay.Is anger towards those envious of devotees, ring of devotion,
yeah,
service. Okay.
That's okay. It's not so important. I'm going to just start reading. Okay. We should display anger towards those who are envious of devotees.
我们是不是应该对那些个心怀嫉妒的奉献者感到愤怒？
But before that,We have to see
what's the envious devotee.
We should display anger toward those who are envious of devotees.
Okay. 我们应该不应该对那些个对奉献者感到嫉妒的人，我们去生他们的气？
But before that,
在这之前,
we have to see whether we ourselves are envious of devotees.
在我们对别人生气之前，我们自己应该先检查一下自己的内在，我们自己的内在有没有嫉妒其他的奉献者。
Whether we ourselves are actually serving Krishna.
然后我们检查一下我们自己是不是真的在为 Krishna 做服务。
Or are we serving something else?
或者我们是在为其他的做服务。
On the pretext of serving Krishna.
啊，然后打着为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的名义，在其实在做别的事。
How much are we attached to Krishna?
啊，我们应该检查一下自己的内心，我们自己对 Krishna 有多依恋。
Are we trying to enjoy the objects meant for Krishna's enjoyment?
啊。我们是不是在试图享受 Krishna 要该享受的所有那一切？
I think my material body, which is prone to enjoy,
我想我的这个物质躯体实际上它就是特别倾向于享受。
Is fiercely envious of Krishna and his devotees.
啊，而且呢，是很恐怖的，在嫉妒 Krishna 的奉献者。
Because instead of thinking constantly of Krishna's lotus feet and happiness.
啊，因为呢，我不是在一直不断的想着 Krishna 的快乐。
I am busy worrying about my own happiness.
我呢，一直都在担心我自己快乐不快乐。
Blaspheming others.
我就然后去总是去骂别人，亵渎别人。
And looking for faults.
而且呢，去看别人的缺点。
I do not look at myself at all.
我自己根本就不去看看我自己。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati speaking himself.
这个是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 在跟自己讲话。
I'm not speaking about anybody here.
啊，我并没有在说咱们这儿的人是这样哦。
It looks like me.
A lot of people will think that way.
但是很多人就认为，就是当他一念 Bhaktisiddhanta 对自己讲的话，很多人就觉得是在讲自己。
But he's actually speaking about himself.
但实际上他是在讲他自己呢。
But there's more. I haven't even started yet.
他说还有更多的，我还没开始念。
I'm such an offender at the feet of devotees.
我是冒犯奉献者的那么一个大冒犯，冒犯奉献者莲花族的那个那么大的冒犯者。
That instead of becoming angry of those who are envious of devotees.
就是有分析。
That instead of becoming angry at those who are envious of devotees, if I finish it, you won't
already,
remember it.
Oh, okay. It's logic.
The order is reversed.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then I should first learn to display anger toward myself.
Okay. 所以呢，我其实不应该去对那些嫉妒奉献者的人感到愤怒，我应该先对我自己是这种状态感到愤怒。
I'm so envious of devotees.
我是那么的嫉妒奉献者。
That I should beat myself with shoes simply to purify myself.
我应该拿鞋子不断地抽打我自己，让我自己得到净化。
Then I could set an example for others.
这样的话，我就可以给他人树立榜样。
And sincerely engage in the service of Hari.
然后我就可以真诚地、认真地为 Hari 做服务了。
Guru and the Vaishnavas.
啊，为Hari 也就是至尊主，然后 Guru 灵性导师，还有 Vaishnava 也就是其他的奉献。
I must remember that everyone is worshipping Hari but me.
I must remember， 我必须要记住，除了我之外，其实其他人都在为至尊人做服务 ，Hari 做服务。
I am unable to do so.
我却做不了。
I should also remember that I may die at any moment.
而且我应该时刻记住，我随时随地有可能就死了。
So first, we should show anger toward our own sinful propensities.
所以我们应该首先对自己的罪恶的倾向感到愤怒。
such as our desire for profit.
就像比方说我们想要赚取利润的这种欲望。
Adoration.
还有就是什么想要得到崇拜。
And distinction.
我们有分别心。就是地位啊，也得到地位，得到崇拜这些的欲望。
And our propensity to cheat others.
而且我们还有欺骗他人的倾向。
We must correct ourselves first.
我们应该首先先纠正自己。
Otherwise, we cannot correct others.
如果我们不先纠正自己的话，我们不可能去调整别人。
A little bit more, but it's not so good.
然后还有一些更多的，但是已经不是那么相关。
So, powerful.
Yeah. Tremendous.
Everything that you asked was there.
所以说你问的所有这些，这个巴提西丹塔的这一段话，其实都回答了。
Death could come at any moment.
这个是任何时候都会。
But am I engaged in Krishna service?
也就是说，我随时随地应该问自己，我现在是在为 Krishna 在做服务吗？
This is how we can protect ourselves.
所以如果我们时刻这么想的话，我们就真正的保护自己了。
Or am I trying to enjoy in the name of Krishna service?
或者是我其实不是真正在做服务，我只是打着为至尊人做服务的幌子，自己试图在享乐呢？
And if I'm trying to enjoy in the name of Krishna service, then who am I to point out to others? Point out others.
那我是为了就是达到这个目的，我就老去指责别人。
So if we see some things around us that may appear to be disturbing.
所以当我们看到我们周围有什么事情让我们感到内心就是乱的话，
We should understand that it could be our own distorted perception.
实际上我们就会我们应该明白也许只是我们自己的一种感知吧。
And therefore I should become afraid.
所以我应该感到害怕。
Of the illusory power of the illusory energy.
害怕这个错觉能量在我身上的作用。
And to look within my own heart,
然后我应该去检查我自己的内心。
To see if I'm becoming angry at my own.
然后去看一看我对别人不高兴，是不是其实我是对我自己不高兴。
My own deviation.
我自己是不是偏离了。
My own fault finding.
我自己是不是在找别人的错。
It really turns the tables.
这样的话，这个就完全就180度的转变了。
And helps us to become afraid of our own propensity.
所以说。
To forget Krishna.
就这样的意识状态就会帮助我们去看一看自己是不是有随时随地忘了 Krishna 的那样的一个倾向。
And Prabhupada even one time said to one of his disciples,
帕帕有一次对自己的这个学生说,
He said, the difference between you and me is I won't fall down.
说其实你跟我之间的区别就是我是不会堕落的。
And why did he say he won't fall down?
那帕帕德有没有说他为什么不会这个堕落呢?
He says, I'm always afraid of Maya and you are not.
然后帕帕德的解释就是说，为什么我不会堕落，你会堕落？因为我一直不断的都在害怕错觉能量，而你一点都不怕。明白那个逻辑吗？帕帕德一直害怕错觉能量对他的作用，但是我们很多人根本不怕这个东西。
We should be afraid of the power of the illusory energy.
所以我们应该特别的害怕错觉能量在我们身上的作用。
Slip and fall at any moment.
这个会让我们随时随地的就跌倒。
But if we're fortunate,
但是如果我们幸运的话，
to be in the association of devotees who remind us that we're servants of Krishna.
我们 如果幸运的话，我们能够跟那样的奉献者，也就是随时随地会提醒我们，我们这个是 Krishna 的仆人的那种奉献者联谊的话，
then we can get the spiritual strength，
我们就会得到灵性的力量，
to overcome the powerful influence of illusory energy，
就可以不受强大的错觉能量的影响。
Therefore, Bhagavatam also emphasizes the point.
因此呢，博迦梵歌圣典博迦瓦坛就啊，不是不博迦梵歌，是圣典博迦瓦坛总是在强调一个重点。
We always eager to seek out the association of those devotees and help us to remember that I'm a servant of Krishna.
也就是说，我们应该始终跟那些个，始终渴望跟那些个一直不断的提醒我真正的身份实际上是 Krishna 的仆人的那种奉献者交往和联谊。
That's what is required.
这个是我们需要的。
That's the same thing Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami.
这个也是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Rupa Goswami.
He said that when the living entity is the seed of devotion,awakened within his heart.
说这个生物当他在这个心中的那个奉爱服务的种子被唤醒后，
then that seed has to be watered.
那个种子你必须要开始给它浇水。
Everyone knows that if the seed is not watered, it cannot grow.
大家都知道，如果不给种子浇水的话，它发芽的种子它不可能继续长的。
Needs water, needs nourishment, sunlight.
所以说，这个种子它需要水，它需要阳光去滋养。
And anybody who has ever worked in the garden also knows.
所有在花园里头、菜园里头工作的人都知道。
That not only are there plants that we want to see grow in the garden. Not only are there plants that we want to see grow in the garden.But there are also many weeds.
也就是说，我们如果种过菜、种过什么的人，我们都知道，除了那个我们种的那个长出来之外，是不是也长出其他的很多的草啊、植物啊
？And the weeds, they also extract benefit from water.
那在我们浇水的时候，那些个野草也得到了浇水的好处。
But they grow faster.
而且呢，那些个野草们就长得特别的快，
And they grow even bigger than the small ones.
甚至它们长得最后高比那个我们种的那个植物要高了，都掩盖住。
I know so many devotees who tell me when they have gardens.
我就知道很多的奉献者，他们做过园艺的都是这么告诉我的。
Every day they have to go and pull weeds.
他们必须每一天到花园里、到菜园里头去拔除那些个要不得的草。
Because if they don't pull the weeds, what happens?
如果他们不把野草给拔出来，那会发生什么呀？
The weeds take all the nutrients from the soil.
也就是那些个野草就会从土壤里把所有的营养成分全部都
吸走。They block the sunlight of the small little.
然后他们把那个这个阳光。挡住了，因为它们长得高嘛，所以就那个真正的要种的那个东西，它就得不到阳光了。
Have to weed, take out those weeds.
所以我们每天都要拔草。
And what are those weeds?
那些个所谓的要不得的那些个野草是什么呢？
One of them is called kutinati.
那么梵文叫 kutinati.
Kutinati means fault finding.
Kutinati 的意思就是找错误，找人家的错误。这个就是那些个杂草。
Chokes the plant. It's a weed that chokes the devotional plant.
就这样的这种老是去看别人的错、找别人的错的这样的野草，就会把我们心中的奉爱服务的小小的幼苗把它扼杀掉。
Another weed is called patishta.
那还有一种野草叫 patishta.
Patishta means the desire for respect.
那个 patishta 的意思就是要想要得到尊重。
I want people to recognize I'm an advanced devotee.
我要让别人认出我才是那个进步的奉献者。
Called patishta.
这个叫 patishta.
Kutinati, patishta, jiva hinsa.
Kutinati, patishta, jiva
hinsa.
Hinsa.
Ahimsa.
Himsa.
What is
jiva?
Himsa.
What's
ahimsa?
Ahimsa. Ahimsa. Ah. 也就是ahimsa 就是暴力嘛，所以对灵魂的。
Ahimsa means non-violence.
Himsa, violence.
Jiva ahimsa means violence towards other living beings.
Oh, 那 jiva ahimsa 的意思就是对其他的生物体施暴。
Or envious of other, envy of other living beings.
或者说是嫉妒其他的生物体。
Envy of other living beings means we want to, we become happy to see them suffer.
那那个嫉妒其他的生物体的意思就是说我们特别喜欢看到别人受苦，看到人家受苦我们就高兴了。
And if we see that they're happy, we become very sad.
我们一看到别人高兴，我们就特不高兴。
There's a wonderful song.
这有一个特别好的一首歌。
That's again by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这首歌是也是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 撰写的。
I'll read you this song. It's called Amar Jivan.
那我给大家念一下这个歌词。它那个歌叫 Amar Jivan。
Which means, Amar Jivan means my life.
Amajima 的意思是我的人生，我的生活。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is taking the position of an envious living being.
那那个Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他把自己放在那个嫉妒其他人的那个位置上。
And this is a very nice bhajan. If we ever think we can relate to this, we can learn it.
那如果这是一个很好听的一个巴掌，那如果我们觉得是有关的话，我们可以学这个巴掌。
I used to chant this bhajan all the time.
我经常唱这个巴掌。
Amara jivan sada papejanta naiko punya alesha parare uvega diachi jekuto diachi jivera kresha.What does it mean?
意思是什么呢?
I am an impious sinner.
我是一个不虔诚的罪人。
And I have caused others great anxiety and trouble.
我导致了别人焦虑不安，给别人添乱。
I have never hesitated to perform sinful acts for my own enjoyment.
我为了自己的享乐，我毫不犹豫地去作恶。
Devoid of all compassion, concerned only with my own selfish interests.
我呢只考虑我自己的利益，从来没有什么同情心。
I'm remorseful when I see others are happy.
当我看到别人高兴的时候，我就特别难过。
I am a perpetual liar.
我是一个骗子。
And the misery of others is a source of great pleasure.
这个别人的痛苦 是我的快乐的巨大的泉源。
The material desires within the core of my heart are unlimited.
在我的心中物质欲望无限多。
I'm wrathful, angry.
我愤怒生气。
Devoted to false pride.
然后呢就是去羡慕虚荣。
Arrogance,
而且特别骄傲自大
intoxicated by vanity,
被那种 虚荣的东西就感到特别的陶醉不已
and bewildered by worldly affairs,
被这种所谓的world affair, 就是那个世俗的这些东西然后就所迷惑了
envy and egotism are the ornaments I wear.
愤怒还有自大是我戴在身上的装饰品。
嫉妒。
Ruined by laziness and sleep, I resist all pious deeds.
因为这个愤怒，然后不是懒惰，使得我就是总是躺在那儿就是睡觉，但是不是这么翻，应该是就去不从事那些虔诚的活动。
Yet I'm very active and enthusiastic to perform wicked acts.
但是呢，却特别的热情万分的去从事那些个不虔诚的活动。
For worldly fame and reputation, I engage in the practice of deceitfulness.
为了得到世俗的这些个什么声望啊、利益等等，我呢就是不断的作恶。
Thus I am destroyed by my own greed.
我就这样被我自己的贪婪所摧毁。
I am always lustful.
而且呢，我总是 lustful.
Lustful.
就是
Full of lust.
这个色欲充满了色欲。
A vile, wicked man such as this.
这样的一个邪恶的一个人。
Rejected by godly people.
被神性的人们所拒绝。
Is a constant offender.
而是他是这样的一个罪人，他实际上是一个不断的冒犯者。
I'm such a person.
我就是这样的一个人。
Devoid of all good works.
我根本就没有任何什么好的品质。
Forever inclined toward evil.
总是往那个邪恶的方向去，倾向于邪恶的东西。
Worn out and wasted by various miseries.
然后呢，就被各种各样的这个悲伤所怎么就是受伤吧。
Now, in old age.
那现在呢，在这样一个老年的状态下。
Deprived of all means of success.
我呢，其实所有的什么成功都没有了。
Humbled and poor.
我现在变得非常的卑微可怜。
Bhaktivinoda submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就是我这么样的一个人，我呢就完全扑倒在拜倒在。至尊人的足下。
It's a prayer.
这个是巴提维诺塔库的祈祷。
Called Danya Bodhika.
叫 Danya Bodhika.
Danya means humility.
Danya 是就是谦卑的意思。
Might be very difficult to swallow.
那当然了，听这个内容就感觉到很难往下吞咽的哈，很难消化。
But.If we're honest and look within our own hearts,
但是如果我们就是听完了以后，我们觉得是我们是这种人吗？所以我们不好接受。可是如果我们真的诚实的话，真正的去看自己的内在
，We should if we're sincere.
如果我们非常的真诚
，We should see that the recognition of some of these tendencies.
如果我们去内省自己，看到自己有。这些个倾向
should become an impetus to depend on the Lord.
我们应该赶快的托庇在至尊人那里，求取他的保护。
I can't become a good person.
也就是我们会向他祈祷，其实我自己是没有办法成为一个好的善的。
Of course, I can become a moral person.
当然呢，我可以变成一个就是所谓的在讲道德的人。
It's possible to become a moral person.
就是讲道德的这么一个人还是可以成为的。
But even to become a moral person,
哪怕是讲这种伦理道德的人
is a no real benefit unless it brings us to devotional service to Krishna.
这样的人也未必就能够得到那样的利益，就是说是可以让我们接近至尊人的。
There's a prayer by Devahuti.
Devahuti 就有一个祈祷。
She says, one whose work brings one to religious life.
说一个人的这个工作最后把人带到一个宗教的生活的状态。
One whose religious ritualistic performances bring one to the platform of renunciation.
那一个就是在生活当中就是不断的从事宗教的仪式啊等等等等的这样的一个人，他就会从事这些活动，就会把他带到弃绝的阶层。
And even after coming to the platform of renunciation, if it doesn't lead to devotional service to the Lord,
但是哪怕一个人最后上升到了一个弃绝的阶段，如果不把他带到说为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的这样的一个状态中的话
，then such a person is like a dead body, although breathing.
这样的人，这样的一个情况，就像是这个一个死尸 ，dead body,
although breathing.
也就是一个会呼吸的死尸一样。
Prabhupada used to say, "A bellows in the blacksmith shop breathes."
就是实际上用我们中文叫行尸走肉，是吧？
But there's no life.
啊，他没有那个生命，就是那个风箱啊，你会呼吸，但是没有生命。
Life is to be connected to Krishna.
啊，真正的生命必须是跟至尊人 Krishna 要连接在一起。
So even if we're very fallen.
所以哪怕我们是非常堕落的。
And have so many bad qualities.
有那么多的不好的品质。
In this age.
在这个年代里。
That's our qualification.
却成为了我们的资格。
In this age.
在这个卡利年代，这个年代。啊，大家想象一下。
Imagine that one's qualification to be delivered and to come to the platform of devotional service and to be connected to Krishna in this age of Kali.
嗯，也就是说，我们现在的这样一个品质，居然可以把我们带到就是为至尊人做奉爱服务，跟 Krishna 有联系的这么一个状态当中。
It's to be like this.
啊，那个，也就是说，一个人最后跟 Krishna 要有联系，可以为他做奉爱服务，达到那么高的一个境界，你需要的资格是什么？就需要你自己像个罪人一样。
That's our qualification.
这个是我们的资格了。现在为什么会这个样子？
Because Lord Chaitanya is Patipava.
因为主 Chaitanya 他被称为 Patipava.
Patipava means he came to deliver those who were the most fallen.
啊 ，Patipava 的梵文的意思就是说，主柴坦亚来是专门来拯救最堕落的那些人。
Most degraded.
最堕落的。
Who have all bad qualities.
啊，这种人他有着所有的不好的品质。
And all he asks.
啊 ，all he asks.
All he asks.
啊，他唯一要求的。
Please just generate.
也就主柴坦亚马哈巴布，他唯一要求我们做什么呢？就是请你吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna， 这个就是主柴坦亚的要求。
Kalaya dosha nidhe rajan asti hiko mahadgana kirtanadeva krishna shamukta sangha parambaja. The age of Kali is an ocean of all bad qualities.
啊，所以他刚才念了这句梵文的诗的意思就是说，在喀利年代，整个就是一个所有的糟糕品质的汪洋。
But it has one redeeming quality.
但是，却有一样，是可以调整所有的那个品质。
Simply chanting.
就是什么呢？也就是唱。
Kirtana
deva Krishna. 吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna.
Kirtana deva Krishna. Mukta sangam parambachet. One can achieve mukta sangam parambachet. Liberation from all the ocean of bad qualities. By chanting.
嗯，也就是说，一个人可以透过吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna， 就可以从这种所有的坏品质的海洋里头被解救出来。
But if we want to be successful in chanting Hare Krishna，
但是如果我们想要成功的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna，
then Lord Chaitanya said，
啊，主柴坦亚马哈巴布说
，What？
嗯
，What？
嗯 ，No，just，he
said one should take。One particular verse.
嗯，就是说人要有一个一节诗要记住。
And should string it on the thread of the holy name of the Lord.
嗯，这样的话，他就可以把这个至尊主的这个圣名全部都连在一起了。
And wear it around their neck so that they can constantly remember it.
嗯，那么应该这一节诗，我们就要像挂在自己脖子上的这个。花环或者项链一样，一直不断的铭记。
One verse.
Yes, humble as. Humble as.
Don't just memorize it.
啊，别光记着。
Memorizing is good.
当然了，能记住挺好的。
We should wear it around our neck for constant remembrance.
我们应该把它就带挂在我们的脖子上，我们始终铭记这一节诗的内容。
That means that any time we do something that contradicts that verse.
也就是说，我们任何时候做什么事情跟这节诗的原则相违背的话，
we should look down.
我们就应该看一看。
Because we're wearing it around our necks for constant remembrance.
因为我们就是把它像项链一样挂在脖子上，一直不断的铭记着。
Then we can chant the holy name.
也就是如果我们能够做到这一节诗里说到的境界的话，那么就说了，这个人就可以一直不断的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna.
Okay. We'll stop here.
那我们今天就到这儿了。
One question.
这个问题就到这儿。
Okay.
Yes, it's enough so, for digest.
That's it. I'm gonna go.
他说行不行？我说行啊，因为这个内容已经够咱们好好的消化了。
老师可以再问一下，就是那个巴蒂维诺，他就是在那巴蒂。我说明他写的那个是跟 anger 跟 devotional service 有关，我们要怎么搜寻到那一篇？
Can you give us this Bhakti Siddhanta
quote?
Yeah, a quote.
Okay.
Yes.
I can write down where it's.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 今天就到这儿啊。